Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're Jesus, the best. You the be-
okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, is it Renee? And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here today for the French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the fake news.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Mr. President.
Yes, you. Oh, yes. Karen von Carlson, OAN. Congratulations on winning 4 more years, Mr. President. I look forward to your second term, sir.
Thank you, Karen. Next question.
You're welcome.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right in the front there, you.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, you haven't won the election.
I did. I hosted it. My house, my rules. Just before the polls closed, I ran to the Oval Office and I yelled, I hosted the presidency. Aha, hosie the resolute desk. Aha, hosie this statue of whoever it is. Aha, hosie Mike Pence. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. You said in your speech very late on election night, we want all the voting to stop. Are you aware, sir, that the voting had stopped? No one voted after the polls closed on election night.
See? I stopped them! Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton were still voting until I made my speech. They voted over and over again in all of the swing states.
How is that possible, sir?
They wear disguises. Hillary has a putty nose. She carries it in her pocket. Everyone knows that. I know it. You know it. She can do a button nose, a ski jump nose, a smurf nose. Next question.
Mr. President.
Gentlemen back there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell, CNN. Sir, in that same speech around 3 a.m. on election night, you said you and your people had been all set to have a nice celebration and then the election returns changed. You seemed quite aggrieved. Was that really what motivated your address?
We were all set to have a nice celebration. We had a bouncy house. We had a big, beautiful bouncy house, custom made, shaped like Kim Jong-un. I cannot take that back. Melania had decorated. She made Putin pops. Tiffany had memorized a poem with hundreds of yours. It's terrible what they've done. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Roma with ABC News. Mr. President, the electoral map is showing a narrowing path for you to win. How do you feel about that?
I can fix that with a Sharpay. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, have you considered the possibility that Joe Biden will be president?
Have you considered the possibility that your mother's twat will be a drag of a hole? Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell again from CNN. Sir, it was surprising to see yet another almost entirely maskless affair that you held indoors there in the East Room. And of course, your sons and their partners were right there in the front row. Does this not concern you?
Kids are so resilient. It's our immune systems, I guess, you know.
Sir, of course, Eric and Don Jr. are your kids, but they're not kids. They're well into adulthood.
You mean that's how they are going to look?
I'm sorry?
Eric's not going to grow into those teeth? That's just how they are going to look?
I think so, sir.
Jesus! Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo again. In a recent tweet, you said you were claiming the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Why do you think you are able to do that?
I pissed around the whole state. I was taking out my penny and urinating all over Pennsylvania. Sometimes I did it from the door of the plane. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, thank you. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, you sent Rudy Giuliani to Pennsylvania to claim that Democrats are cheating. What evidence do you have of that?
I sent Rudy to Philadelphia to check it out. And I can tell the Democrats are cheating because when Rudy talks about it, his eyes get really big. It's just like Mr. Magoo's eyes. They get all peeny, kind of buried in his face, and then they get really big. That's how I can tell. Rudy knows.
Excuse me, sir. Rudy knows? He said that mail-in ballots are a brand new thing. They're not, sir. You yourself have used mail ballots in past elections. The difference is that because the mails were slowed, the states are waiting longer for mail-in ballots postmarked by November 3rd. Do you regret installing your large money donor, Louis DeJoy, as Postmaster General?
I do. He has done a shit job. DeJoy is de misery to moi. He was supposed to stop the mail-in ballots. I thought he got rid of the big blue mailboxes and dismantled the sorting machines.
He did, sir.
Well, it was not enough. He should have never had the mail-in ballots delivered. He should have put porn in every mailbox, distract people. Why not put murder hornets in the mailboxes or order all mail carriers to sneeze on every envelope just before they put it in the box or start a rumor that there are boogers on stamps?
Sir, mail-in ballots don't require postage, sir.
Shit, that's more money I have lost. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. You said in what I think will be known as your canceled party speech that we want the law to be used in a proper manner. But you have a long history, even prior to your political career, of launching literally hundreds of frivolous lawsuits. Even now, you've deployed any number of lawsuits over the election that many legal experts see as meritless. Mr. President, why not just wait for the ballots to be counted?
There must be cheating. It does not take this long to count. I can count much faster. Watch. Un, deux, trois, quatre, six, cinq.
Mr. President, that's not how they count ballots. They have to be opened. They have to be scanned.
Why? They do not have to open the whole ballot. they can just tear a corner and peek inside to see if they see my name or if there's any money in there. I did that with my kids' birthday cards for years. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, Karen. Karen Von Carlson again, OAN. Will you be able to get DJ Ravid Drums to perform at your inauguration again, sir?
That was a memorable performance. That is a wonderful idea, Karen.
Thank you.
You know, Karen, thank you. Kelly McEnany is looking a little saggy, and Fox is dead to moi. I could use a new press secretary. Do you take shorthand?
No, but I can learn for you, sir. Oh, that would be such an honor.
This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.